But what do we know of the people captured in this lover's embrace? Well, the maker, or should we say the sculptor, of the lovers, belonged to a people that we now call the Natufians, who lived in a region that straddled what is today Israel, Palestine, Lebanon, and Syria. And our sculpture came from the area southeast of Jerusalem. In 1933, the great French archaeologist Abbé Henri Breuil and a French diplomat, René Neuville, visited a small museum in Bethlehem.
Towards the end of our visit, I was shown a wooden casket containing various items from the surrounding areas, of which none, apart from this statuette, was of any value. I realized immediately the particular significance of the design involved and asked the source of these objects. I was told they had been brought by a Bedouin who was returning from Bethlehem towards the Dead Sea.
Intrigued by the figure, Neuville wanted to know more about its discovery, and he sought out the Bedouin he'd been told about. He managed to track down the man responsible for the find, who took him to the very cave in the Judean desert not far from Bethlehem, in which the sculpture of the lovers had been discovered. The cave was called Ain Sakri, and so these sculpted lovers that had so captivated Neuville are still known as the Ain Sakri lovers. Crucially, the sculpture had been found with objects which made it clear that the cave had been a dwelling rather than a grave, and so our sculpture must have played some kind of role in domestic, everyday life. We don't know exactly what that role might have been, but we do know that this dwelling belonged to people who were living at the dawn of agriculture. Their new way of life involved the collecting and the storing of food. Wild grass seeds fall off the plant and are spread easily by the wind or eaten by the birds. But these people selected seeds which stayed on the stalk, a very important characteristic if a grass is ever going to be worth cultivating. They stripped these seeds, removed the husks, and ground the grains to flour. Later, they would go on to sow the surplus seeds. Farming had begun, and ever since, together, we've been breaking bread.